Chapter 4. Spirits Are High. May 4th is another sunny day, but with little wind, the crew of the Shaun Seymour 2 relies on the boat's motor to propel them northward. JP senses a change in the weather pattern and carefully analyzes the latest updates, but discerns nothing ominous. As the morning progresses into afternoon, the temperature climbs, and Rudy announces that he's going for a swim. Ben and JP look at him like he's lost his mind, but Rudy says he's serious. JP kills the engine, and the boat comes to a stop. Rudy dives into the sea from a small platform at the stern of the boat. As he surfaces with water streaming off his gray beard, he shouts, "Come on in!" JP and Ben smile and shake their heads. Rudy tries again. "The water is like a warm bath." He's got a smile from ear to ear. It's clear he absolutely loves taking a swim so many miles out to sea. Ben and JP stand on the deck scrutinizing their crewmate as he breaststrokes around the sailboat. He doesn't look cold. It's clear that Rudy is truly enjoying himself. JP glances at Ben and says, "What the heck? Let's join him." Within a minute, the two men dive in and join their friend, invigorated by the water, which, while not quite bath temperature, is still pleasant enough. None of the men express concern about sharks, though the Gulf Stream has its fair share, from migrating great whites to prowling makos that can grow to 13 feet in length. The mako is the more aggressive of the two and can reach speeds up to 35 miles per hour. Shark hunter anglers have seen hooked makos leap out of the water almost 20 feet in the air, and more than one mako has then turned and attacked the boat where the anglers stand in disbelief. Sharks can sense vibrations in the water from long distances, and on this calm day, the move.